531.
News at 9, Miao Sambulovina'a, Oya One Mai Wudango. Some key risk factors for depression in Pasifika youth have been identified by a new study. The study by Auckland University of Technology coincided with Mental Health Awareness Week. AUT researcher El Shaden Totolo says the study found depression among Pasifika related mostly to strained relationships at home and lack of friendships at school.
Our rates amongst particularly young Pasifika is quite high in terms of mental, poor mental well-being and, suicide stuff and all of those kinds of issues. So, yeah, it's something that we all need to be aware of. And, we need to prepare ourselves with strategies or things that we can do to help and support.
One of the companies running this year's local elections is reporting slightly fewer people have so far voted than in the last election. Election Services, which manages voting for 21 councils, is averaging 15% of ballots cast compared with 17% at the same time in 2019. The company's director, Dale Ososki, is expecting the usual surge in votes just before Saturday's lunchtime deadline.
Generally, we find that it's the traditional last-minute rush, as we find in lots of things in today's society. So we are anticipating a flurry of activity in the last week.
Ososki says the lowest return rates across his patch are in Hamilton, Kapiti Coast, Porirua and New Plymouth. The highest return rates are currently in Opotiki and Thames Coromandel, both sitting at over 20%. The Minister for Pacific Peoples sees the Fijian language, culture and identity as important elements to uniting and sustaining the lives of Fijians in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Opita Williams-Seo launched the Fijian Language Week at the weekend, celebrating the theme of nurture, preserve and sustain the Fijian language.
Fiji has been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic, along with the ever-increasing impacts of climate change. And while it faces the road to recovery, its people can always rely on their language traditions and values to sustain them. Now more than ever, the Fiji language, culture and identity is important to uphold both in Aotearoa New Zealand and in Fiji.
This year's themes linked to the 2022 Pacific Language Week's overarching topic of sustainability and the launch of the UNESCO Decade of Indigenous Languages. It also aligns with the recently launched Pacific Languages Strategy. To sports, the Panthers have become just the second NRL team to win back-to-back titles after beating the Eels 28-12 in last night's grand final in Sydney. It was supposed to be a blockbuster Western Sydney showdown, the first time the two rival clubs ever met in a decider, but instead turned into a bloodbath with a clinical Penrith side. It was 28-0 before Parramatta avoided complete embarrassment by scoring two late tries. PMN's Pacific Days host Ma'a Bryanson Sangala was there and had this reaction.
Parramatta gone down 28-12 to the mighty Penrith Panthers, who now have won two of the last three grand finals that they've been in. Do I feel like open heart surgery is now happening on me without anaesthesia? Yes. But that is the life that I have chosen as a Parramatta supporter over nearly four decades.
That's PMN News at 9. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.